As we enter a new era.
Couldn't stop him. He keeps going forward.
History.
And I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
Happens here.
Isn't it nice to win?
Here. Nice to win.
This is News Talk 97.3.
The Sky.
Much happier thoughts as we connect with our friend, Marion County Commissioner Carl Zalek. Morning, Carl. How you doing?
Good morning on this beautiful, chilly holiday day.
Yes, it is. And look, the holidays are here, and I know you've got a lot of festive things going on in Marion County. So if you can, just kind of give us the greatest hits, hit list, and we'll whip through that.
Absolutely, Bob. You know, we lit up the downtown square already, so you have the lights every evening down on the downtown square. If you want to check out some of the great events that I'm going to mention, please check out OcalaMarion.com. December 7th, you can head down and watch the 6th annual golf cart parade. Also, the following weekend, we have the Ocala Christmas parade. Really, I was out at the Winter Wonderland at the World Equestrian Center, and it is incredible with more than a million lights. You can go to WECWinterland.com, and so many people are going out there and checking it out. What an incredible evening to grab a cup of hot cocoa, look at the light, enjoy a horse show, and even a 250-pound gingerbread horse.
Wow.
It's pretty incredible. Symphony Under the Stars and Lights, their complimentary holiday concert in Tuscarawas going on. And so there's so many different things to get on, but check out that website, OcalaMarion.com. The Nutcracker starts December 15th through the 17th at the Riley.
I heard you're a big fan. You're a big fan of Nutcracker.
Oh, yeah. You know, you can't wait for that sugar plum fairy to come, right, my friend?
That's right. Hey, and you're also Bring the Harvest Home is also on Friday, right?
Yeah, so that's our big food drive. That's coming up this Friday, December 6th on the downtown square from 7 a.m. to 1. You can actually just drive around the square like so many do. And these help to fill our pantries during the holiday season of the Salvation Army, Interfaith, Brothers Keeper, and Veterans Helping Veterans.
And again, you could go to marionfl.org for more information on that one. You know, we all think about Christmas trees and that wonderful pine smell as you bring it into the house and enjoy that over the holidays. But, it's always been a hazard as well, or could be. What do you say, Carl?
Yeah, you know, so listen, just remember, just like anything else, just be careful. You know, I had that when I was a young kid. We had one of those little Christmas tree light fires, and so I always remember that. You know, when the needles start to fall, it's time to get that thing out of there for sure. But even when it's actually, you know, fresh, it's still flammable. So just remember all that kind of stuff. You know, we start running all these electric cords and all those things, and so our fire department wants you just to be reminded. Be careful with that. Purchase fresh trees from reliable people. One of the cool things, too, Bob, this year, that like they've done for so many years, is that you can actually go out and pick your own tree and cut it down in the Ocala National Forest if you're looking for that real experience.
Wow, yeah. I know some people do that as something that we think about, but we don't think we have access to it in Florida. But thanks for the reminder. You could go in the forest and do just that, right?
Yeah, it's a really neat thing. You can go pick up a Christmas tree permit. It's one of those things I forget about as well, but, you know, hundreds of people do it every year, and it's what a cool experience with your kids going out there and picking out your own tree.
Yeah, that really would be. All right, you've got Marion County Fire Rescue, and they've got some announcements. What's going on?
Yeah, so we have some big news. I mean, this has been a long time coming. Our fire chief at our meeting on Tuesday finally announced that our department is 100% fully staffed, except for the new positions we've just created. And so that has been a mission for us for the last 8 years, trying to get to a fully staffed position and getting all those folks. We have some of them. We're staffed. We're not everybody's out in the field yet. We have some folks still going through training. But what a huge thank you to our team for getting that staffing done. Our training division has been working their tails off, Chief Rogers and all those guys. Man, I'm just so thankful we're finally there.
I remember meeting fire rescue folks, and it was about that 8 or 9 years ago. And you know, I mentioned your name, and honestly, the response wasn't that great. And I go, really? And he said, well, there's a lot. We need a lot, Marion County Fire Rescue, et cetera, right? And I immediately talk to you about it. I know you were already working on it because you told me, you go, look, yeah, you're right. We're working on it. And I hope, in fact, I do. I know that guy later on appreciated a lot of the hard work that you put in the changes that you were able to do to make Marion County Fire Rescue awesome.
Yeah, it's really the success of that has, you know, so many different things have gone into it. We've gotten the right equipment. We've recruited right here from home. You know, we've helped make improvement in work-life balance with the department. All of those things have really come around to make our department a true blessing to the community, and I'm so excited for that.
And you've, you know, Marion County, great advocates for the animals. I know you've, you know, put money and resources into, you know, establishing new facilities and stuff like that. And I know you want to get the word out about people and regular reminders about, you know, vaccinations.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that's interesting is that even still today, people don't know that, you know, actually when they get an animal, they have a responsibility within first 10 days to 30 days to make sure that your, you know, your animal has its current rabies vaccination and a county license. It kind of acts as that registration. And so many folks just, you know, it's one of those things you don't think about. You get your brand new pet and animal and family member, and you get excited, and we forget to do that paperwork. And so I just want to shout out to our animal services, our team. They're doing such a great job. If you need one of those family friends, please come down and adopt during this holiday season. And if you need a rabies or a license, go to marionfl.org/animal.
You mean my golden retriever could just go online and register there?
Yes, sir.
Buster! See how easy that is, hey, Buster?
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, you know, your X account will be going crazy if you can make that happen, Bob. Please let me know.
Hey, great things going on, and Marion County just busy and bustling, and you've already did the big light up ceremony, and now you've got all these other great things. Did you get your golf cart all souped up for this, Carl?
You know, I'm not going to be in the golf cart parade, but I think the fire rescue guys actually, we have a Polaris that we use for off-road
rescues,
or, you know, just rescues and all those kind of things. And I think we'll be using that for the Ocala Christmas parade, so it should be fun.
All right. It's always a great time, and you guys always knock it out of the park. Carl Zalek, Marion County Commissioner, and my friend, I wish the best to you and your family, and if we don't talk to you before then, have yourself a great Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas, Bob, to you and to all of our friends.